Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back to Radio Row. I'm Peanut Tillman, and this is my good trusty old uncle, Roman Harper. We're 2 days, 1 hour, 37 minutes, and 6 seconds away from Super Bowl 57. Chiefs, Eagles, Radio Row, it's going down.
It's been exciting. It's been action-packed. We've had great guests. We had great times. I mean, I'm dressed fresh to death today.
You didn't tell me I could have dressed
You
up.
Could have dressed better, but it's all right. We got Howard in the building. It's been good. Super Bowl 57, everybody's excited. You can really tell the atmosphere's starting to heat up, and people starting to leave Radio Row. That means it gets time for
it's starting to dwindle down a little bit.
Yeah.
So what's up, man?
Well, first of all, before I tell you what's up, I want to thank all of our listeners out there for tuning in as always. Make sure you continue to hit click and like, give us a follow, a review, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And anywhere you get your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, you can listen to us anywhere and tell somebody to subscribe. Thank you. Appreciate it as always. The episodes are going to keep coming in. We're going to keep dialing it up the rest of the week.
We got great guests, Brennan Marshall, Andrew Hawkins, Troy Jones. We talked to them. Make sure y'all listen to the pod. Great conversations with these men are doing post-career, their transition and their second act. Really got some great stuff. So you guys make sure you guys tune in.
You know what? This is something off the cuff, but this is what I've been noticing. I've been here for 2 days now. And I'm all about, you know, what is my own personal notes and what I've seen and acknowledged from my first experience on Radio Row.
Right.
For me, it's all about the entourage. And you know what that is? The entourage of who's coming with the superstars and who's doing the Radio Row clicks.
Who are you freaked out? Or not, I shouldn't say freaked out. What entourage was the biggest for you?
Yeah, because it's all about numbers for me. I don't care if you're holding the phone. It's all right, the biggest entourage. Let me just answer the question. The biggest entourage for me, it's between Deion Sanders, who was deep. Deion was deep.
Custom deep.
The next one, Shannon Sharp, deep. I mean, and I get it. Shannon's the man. He's doing great things.
How many people deep would you?
Shannon was probably 7 or 8 deep.
Okay.
Deion was probably 8 to 9. Stephen A. Smith probably had 12.
Like
Stephen
Purdy, A. Look at Purdy. He's walking by right now to the right. He's got a little entourage.
I mean,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or no, it's just 3 people. Never mind.
I'm telling you. See, Purdy, look, it's amazing the entourage you pick up when you win some games and you get a hurt elbow and the team, you can't throw the ball no more. It's crazy, but everybody wants a piece of them now. It's cool.
They do.
It's good.
They do.
Oh, the last person. Joe Montana. Joe Montana came in here deep, too, the other day. Very exciting. I mean, I'm the biggest Joe Montana fan that you probably could be. And it was just all out of respect. I'm just admiring everybody's entourage. That's what has been big for me. Also, Peanut, you tell me the one thing that's bothered you. I hope you say the right answer here. Can you talk about just everybody following you around, walking around with cameras now?
I don't like it. I don't like people walking in front of me trying to film me, and then putting it on social media. Like, I think that's weird. I'm not a fan of that. That's probably the one thing that bothered me. Like, I think we're so in tune with social media, and you got to film every little thing. It seems fake at times. Rather just pick up my phone, I film something. Like, a lot of the guys that what you see, what I've noticed, guys are just walking, and then they got a guy with a camera in front of them, and they're just walking backwards, filming themselves. Like, it just seems a little weird. That's just me. You did the entourage. Mine was like the camera walking. Like, it just wasn't really doing it for me. I wasn't feeling that.
I totally didn't get it. I didn't get it either. I don't understand it. And everybody's got one now. So that's the other thing.
Except us two.
Yeah.
Maybe because we old and we just like, I don't care. I get it. I'll just continue to do the Zoom, and we can do it live like this every so often. But the day I record myself walking backwards, I have someone recording me walk backwards, like, just to do it in some cool music, like, come slap me.
Content creators, man. I guess so. We mentioned it earlier, Peanut did. We had a great guest on earlier, Brandon Marshall. Let's take a listen to his interview.
And we back.
Mm.
We got a real treat right now. Want to welcome to the show one of my former teammates, former All-Pro receiver, and now business media mogul.
Yeah,
Brandon Marshall. We trying to be like you, boss. You know, with the podcast and everything. How you got going on? You're like, y'all blew up. Y'all blew all the way up. It's been big.
Well, I think it's more so timing, right? Like,
yeah,
we saw podcasts blowing up in the NBA.
Yeah.
Unfiltered.
Yep.
And for us in a pandemic, you know, I just had this idea of like, look, I just invested $50,000 in equipment. I had a social media team telling the story of House of Athlete, my wellness company that I'm passionate about. It's my life's work. And so we're looking at all these resources that we had. I was like, let's just try to sell a show.
Yeah.
So everybody is home, and, you know, the stories that we were telling, and it was just the stuff that we talk about all the time. So whether it was me, Ocho, and Reggie Wayne, or if it was just us three and Brian Urlacher or Julius Peppers, it was always going to be the same vibe.
Right.
Like, we share this brotherhood, this fraternity, and it's like, man, it's so special. And just putting cameras, lights up, cameras, microphones, that's all it is. Like, we're capturing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what this whole space is about.
You know, that's one great thing about when we practiced all the time, too. Like, no day was ever really the same. I know we had the same schedule, but you never know what you're going to get when you're dealing with all these great guys and the vibes that you would have, like you're talking about, B-Marsh.
Right.
And so I want you to tell me some of the good, like, give me two or three great stories about you and Peanut at practice. Because I've heard about the rivalry. Yeah. It is a rivalry. And it was definitely some heated battles.
Yeah.
We were in hatred.
Yeah. So going in to the Chicago Bears, I knew who Peanut was. The Peanut punch was legendary. But I didn't know how elite he was, right? I practiced against Chan Bailey. After I left Chicago, I had an opportunity to practice against Darrell Revis. And so, like, I remember running a jerk route.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else in the world, like, I would get open. Because it's a three-way go.
Yeah.
And he would just sit on that, and he would be right there. I'm like, yo, how? And he's like, well, I'm forcing you to go this way. You know, so the strategy and his thought process of every single play, every single detail, I was like, holy, this dude's elite.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the physical, right? Like, he's a specimen, tall, the peanut punch, but literally every single move that you would make, he had an answer for, or he would force you to do something. So going into Chicago, I had to put, like, strap on my cleats every single day because I wanted to beat his ass. Can I curse on this podcast?
You can now.
You did now.
So it don't matter, bro.
You good.
Like, that's what I wanted. And I came in very fiery, and I wouldn't say, like, they taught me they showed me what a team is,
mm-hmm.
and I still made mistakes, but, like, I wasn't, like, always the best teammate, you know? So, like, sometimes I would take it too personal, And he's not backing down.
No, he's not.
Right? So we'll be out there literally like, you got to pull us apart.
We were stubborn.
It was legendary practices.
Yeah. We were stubborn. 2-minute drills. Because Lovey would give us, or no, yeah. We'd get like some crazy offenses up. You got to score a touchdown or whatever. And
situations.
I mean, if he'd catch the ball or I'd knock it out and it was like, no. He called us like, no. And then you can't help but take it personally. Right. Like, I know, his feet was out of bounds or... You know, Forte would do something, and it would.
And they're trying to keep the drill going so they can get some stuff done.
Exactly.
And you guys are like,
you
nah.
You as players, like, you don't. You like, no. Nah. Yeah. You might like, no, he was holding me. That's pass interference, Coach Peanut King. And it's like, nah, they, you know, move him back.
Yeah.
And you can't help but your emotions get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's like, oh, I want to win. I want to beat his ass, too. Like, you can't. Come on now, Coach.
My
you can't
proudest
do that.
Moment as a Chicago Bear practicing against Peanut was he only got the ball out once.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was my number one goal going into practice. Like, I know I'm going to catch some balls. As soon as I get upfield, his butt is not getting this ball out.
Yeah.
He got it out once. I was like, damn, that was one of the most devastating days ever.
All right, tell me about this. What do you think about the Bears' all-time rankings? Do you guys know their stats? Where you guys are at? Both you guys are on the list.
Yeah.
Top 100 Bears of all time.
Yeah, I think.
B. Marsh, you are 81.
Yeah.
Peanut, you are 31.
31?
Of all time. What's your opinions on that? How does that make you feel?
Well, first, I think Peanut should be probably top 20.
Okay.
And I know there's some legendary Bears. That's what I loved about the organization, being on that team, is that when you walked into like, it's almost like royalty, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're playing with Hall of Famers and GOATs, and you're seeing them in the rafters. And I still believe he's top 20. I feel like if I stayed longer with Chicago, I would definitely be up there.
Yep.
Because I had some really good years there, but I didn't stay long enough.
Yeah.
I do think 81 is kind of disrespectful. Can I get like 70? You know what I mean? Like 70.
I appreciate that honesty, dog.
Right.
I appreciate that honesty.
But to piggyback, I think if you would have stayed there longer, if you would have had three?
Yeah, I was there 3 years.
Yeah, I think if you would have had a longer career in Chicago, you would easily top 30.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Because
Chicago
wide
really hasn't had receivers.
Because it's been defense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
me.
you could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, another great thing is, so I don't know if you remember this. So B. Marsh, I played you guys with the Saints in Denver when you were in Denver early in your career. I thought you were going to break every record in receiving. Yeah. Like, you guys were on fire early in your career. And then you ended up bouncing around a little bit. Like, what was your experience like from that transition? Like, you leaving Denver to Chicago. Did you think that takes down your career experience at all? Being on 3 or 4 different teams?
From a football standpoint, yes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, again, remember, my first 5 years of my career, 4 or 5 years of my career was tumultuous, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was getting in a lot of trouble. You know, that's where the mental health stuff came in. You know, trying to learn myself, figure out why I thought the way I thought, why I did the things that I did. So it was tough. So I understand why, like, the transition from Denver to Miami. My second year in Miami, I actually was a year I transformed and I got it, right?
Yeah.
And then going to Chicago, I was a better teammate, you know, but I still was rough around the edges. So from a football standpoint, you look at it and be like, dang, man, dude bounced around a little bit because of, you know, maybe how he approached things at times.
Mm-hmm.
But from a human experience, it was phenomenal. I played in the biggest cities, man, and, you know, I met so many great people. I played with Jason Taylor. I played with Peanut. I played with Julius Peppers. I played with Matt Forte.
Yeah.
I played with, you know, Champ Bailey. I played with Darrell Revis. New York, Chicago, Miami.
Yeah.
Even my last cup of tea was Seattle and the Saints.
Yeah.
So I was able to even see Drew Brees sit there, rock. Bro, I saw Drew Brees do this, Peanut. After Fast Friday, everybody's gone.
Yep.
He goes into the weight room because he's waiting for everybody to clear out of the indoor after we just did a walkthrough. Media's in there. He's standing there in front of the mirror. I'm on the Stairmaster. And he rocks like this for 30 minutes going side to side. I go up to the strength and conditioning coach. I say, what is he doing? Because I just got there.
Right.
I said, what is he doing? He said he's going through every single play in his head.
Yep.
In every situation. And he does this every Friday.
Every Friday. I saw him do it. I was in there with
him. That's dope.
Every Friday.
That's dope.
Every Friday. He threw out that he would go through, like, in the end zone sometimes, just like going through plays in his mind that they were going to have on the call sheet on Sunday.
Right.
And he went through the whole call sheet.
If I would have played with Drew, if Drew could have been a Chicago Bear, I'd have won numerous Super Bowls. numerous with our defense, Numerous.
That's why I was hot, though, the year. And I feel like the biggest mistake the Chicago Bears made was letting go Lovie.
Oh, my God.
And then also letting go Brian Urlacher. Like, the monster of the midway, talking about offense. No, it's defense, right? All we needed to do is have some continuity in what we were trying to do in our run and our pass game. We had myself, Matt Forte. We had Devin Hester. I don't know what the hell Jay Cutler was doing, but, like, use Devin Hester.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, they were scoring a touchdown or two a game.
They were on defense.
When I first got there. You're talking about legendary. And it wasn't just like you had the stars, but they played on the string. I remember coming out, man, I had this little route in the slot where I could do anything I wanted to do. And I was killing them. I was killing them for about 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, they locked it up and switched. Like, damn. They start talking. Briggs be talking to me. Yeah! I'm like, what? They would come. Bro, I wish we had more time to dive into it, man. It was like, Chicago was so awesome. You go to the sideline, you hear them sitting there, five of them, six of them. They're like, yo, Pepsi's up, Pepsi's up. What are you doing? Well, this time, when we say Pepsi, Pepsi, we're going to give them cover three. But then, if I say Pepsi's down, and I say Pepsi, Pepsi, then it's
something different.
Something different. They played the game like they Peyton Manning, but all of them on the same string.
Yeah, Brian was real good at, like, switching up the calls, making us do certain, you know, hey, this week we're going to use this. Okay, this week this is the dummy call, but we're still going to keep, you know, making them think we're in cover two, cover three, or, you know, running whatever blitz. Yeah, it was pretty dope in that matter. He's got a football mind. It was fun to play with. He's like a field general. Him and Mike Brown, like the way their minds would think. I wish you could have played. Oh my God, you would have thrived. You would have thrived.
I would have been cold. I'm not used to that weather up there. Got to be honest with you.
It was brutal.
It's got to be.
But we didn't wear sleeves.
We didn't.
As cold as it was, you didn't even wear sleeves.
No.
It was just a mentality.
That's right.
Right.
It was tough. We played in below, like 13 below zero.
Grown men
played against the Dallas Cowboys. I knew we were going to win because we were the only ones warming up, and they didn't even come out the tunnel. Dez Bryant peeked his head out, went right back in. I was like, oh, we got this game.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. We got to get to a couple real questions here. All right. The shows and stuff that you've been doing, your podcasts, all these other things, how do you think that has helped you in your transition post-football career?
Yeah.
Because you talked about your mental episodes and really being rough around the edges early in your career. Like, how have you transformed and held it together well. I gave you a hug earlier. I'm like, bro, you are still well put together.
That's right. Yeah, I'm still like 10 over. I need to drop. I want to get leaner. But in 2014, I was playing for the Chicago Bears. I spent my whole offseason at Harvard studying transition. Mm-hmm. And what came out of it was content and commerce. And I opened up some facilities. I opened up my office. I started doing inside the NFL. So on our off day, I would fly.
I remember that, yeah.
I would fly there. So I started that transition back then. Mm-hmm. So everything I'm doing now literally comes from that case study from 2014. And it also ruffled some feathers, too. Like Matt Forte, Jay Cutler, a couple guys on the team, they would look at me like, why are you doing this now? And I always felt like I get it, you know, and it was disruptive. But I'm like, man, if I don't do it now, that I'm never going to have an opportunity like this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to build it so that transition's easier. But a lot of guys didn't respect it. And then when a new regime came in, that first meeting was like, yo, we don't want you doing none of that. And I remember walking out that office, I was like, I called my agents like, hey, man, get me traded. Because, like, I truly believe that, you know, we could do more than just play ball. Like,
yes.
Most
I was still putting up 1,200, 1,300, 1,500 yards, 14 touchdowns. I got to the Jets, and I was still doing it, and I had my best year ever. So,
yeah, it's like they try to put you in a box, and you know you're so much more than I'm more than just football. We had Mike Golick on a little bit earlier, and you know we're talking about podcasts and like specifically your podcast, one of your podcasts, and all the guests that you have on there. Like, obviously, a lot of former athletes, football, basketball, and I think what I love most is y'all don't really just talk about what that person player did on the court, on the field. It's just about like life. And then you hear these stories about what they do, what they accomplish outside of their sport.
Yeah, right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
and it's
right.
Like, damn, I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know that person accomplished this, that they were this smart, or they had a degree in this, or they had to figure this out, or they have this business. Like, I think that's dope. And I applaud you for having the timing and everything else that you're doing with your House of Athlete. Like, I think it's dope, man. I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of hard work. And, you know, it's tough. Like, I invested $10 million into it. Like, pretty much all my football money, I'm in there. Like, it's boom or bust.
But they said that's the best way to do it. An entrepreneur, you shouldn't invest with people unless they're all in.
Yeah.
If they got other jobs and some other things, like, I'd be careful on that.
Right.
But when somebody goes all in, they burn the boats, there is no turning back.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
So burn for you to boats. Be all in, I think it's a beautiful thing. And that's what allows you to get to where you are right now.
Yeah, there's no turning back.
There is no turning back. You're all in. And so,
well, I kind of have a hedge because I can go like the ESPN or FS1, make some money if I had to.
Don't give away all your secrets. Right. Don't give away all your secrets.
Yeah.
You're good. All right. So, let's talk about this partnership that you've done with Tom Brady,
yeah,
and TB12.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy some stuff. So, yeah, let me know.
Is like, it what, underwear? Right. Is it all?
That was just
underwear?
The last picture. I think right. This is the last picture, dog.
Yeah, right. I felt like, I mean, man, he couldn't.
Are y'all
find
doing that?
Angle.
Are you doing that? Yeah.
No. My partnership.
Don't do that. Don't do that picture. I'm just telling you.
I know
now.
That was baby.
Don't take that picture.
He was lean, boy. It was like damn, no definition. Sorry, Tom. You look good. Like a model.
Get some sun.
Yeah. No. So
pale as your T-shirt.
So what House of Athlete is? It's our experience. You played what? 12?
11.
He looked
11.
Like he played 11. 15 How many years, but he only played 11.
Yeah, right. I know he always like, damn.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had them grades. You'd be like, who's that back there?
You open that door, I had to take
I
that
get it.
One.
Right. I get it. It's all respect.
It was
but
your
that
signature.
Literally, that kind of, that's why I stood out. Though.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like, literally, it's like, that's the guy with the grade.
I love that. Right.
But I mean, interrupt you. Keep going. My bad.
No, how many years you play?
I played 13.
You played 13. I played 13. So, our experience of walking in the Bears facility or the Saints facility, that's House of Athlete, the fundamentals, mm-hmm, right? Like every single day, this is what we lean into, our routine, how we train, how we fuel, eat, drink, how we recover our mental fitness, right? Yes. From performance to impairment, and then also tribe, community, right?
Right.
So those five things we're modifying and giving to the general population. We've always had access to the best gurus out,
yes,
there. So TB12, that's pliability. That's Alex, right?
Yep.
So now I'm being able to have TB12 inside of House of Athlete everywhere we go. They're in Qatar. They're in Vegas. We're going to go to London and Paris, you know, LA, Miami. So being able to take these things that help us perform at a high level every single day, year in and year out,
mm-hmm,
and give that to everybody, that's what it is. And you know, we launched HOA Plus because obviously brick and mortar, it's hard and we won't be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to almost democratize, you know, health and wellness for everybody. Like, we're the healthiest people on the planet.
Yep. Right.
Right. So that's what House of Athlete and HOA Plus is in our app store. Just taking the things that we do every single day and giving it to everybody.
Well, man, I know we got to wrap. You a busy guy here at Radio Row, Super Bowl 57. Hey, man, thank you so much. And let me do, I received what you said about my work ethic. I received that thing very much. It's right. I really do. Really,
you,
really,
man,
really.
You need to learn how to take compliments better. That's
beautiful. Yeah, he doesn't take compliments.
He doesn't
that.
Do well with that.
I downplay him, but really? I do.
No,
but
I mean, legend. I mean,
that,
you're
though.
A Hall of Famer. You're one of the best to ever do it. I hated practice against you. There was times I didn't like you, you know, but when you look back, it's like, man, this dude made me better. And you're a phenomenal person. What you do in the community and the family. And you also were one of those guys while you were playing, what you were doing with the government and still do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, you are a blueprint for a lot of us. So, like, I know we had some tough battles out there, but you made me better. And all of you guys did. So I'm appreciative of you.
Yeah, man. I received that. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming
beautiful.
On the show.
Yep.
Thank you.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater. Yep. You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're joined by two men who are changing the game of virtual reality with our company Status Pro, Andrew Hawkins and Troy Jones. What's going on, fellas? Appreciate y'all coming.
Not too much. Appreciate you guys having us, man.
Sure.
So one of the questions I really want to get to right away is Lamar Jackson. Mm. How in the world did y'all get him to be like the face of Status Status Pro? Like,
also, how'd you two link up to do this together to then get another guy?
Yeah, we got
to
start there.
Yeah, okay.
I jumped the gun. Yeah, all right,
so originally, so me and Troy were both former athletes. He was a Division I quarterback. Obviously, I played in the league. While I was playing in the league, my older brother played in the league back in the day. I got family members. And from my perspective, it was like, okay, in sports, when you're done, as you guys know, there's not a lot of avenues for you to continue to affect the game that you devoted your life to. And so I was trying to figure out a way to make the fact that you have experience playing the value proposition. So I started a company that was going to start a mobile application that literally would be just that. The value was the expertise. And so in that, as I'm like, man, this is like 2015, 16. I'm in the league. I'm trying to get this company going. I'm trying to think of the next step. And I'm like, man, VR and AR is where things are going.
Yeah.
How do we get there? And so I'd like, basically scoured the country looking for companies to partner with. To make a long story short, Troy was running a sports strategy for a VR AR company that thought the same thing. And as former athletes, we just super clicked. And yeah, it was like, we met, I think, in 2017. And then in late 2018, we like kind of came back together and started like, yo, what does this look like to do this?
Now, did y'all
together?
Study this in college, like undergrad, as far as like programming or tech?
Not at all. So my story is obviously I didn't make it to the league. So like most athletes transitioning from college, I'm trying to figure out what my next step is.
Right.
I
don't
have an identity at that point. So I had a bunch of random jobs from working in the mall to working at, you know, in finance at Morgan Stanley. Eventually, I landed at the NFLPA as an intern and really just trying to figure out, all right, where's the opportunity in this space to make an impact, right? Like ultimately as kids, that's ultimately what you want to do. Let your name mean something in the sport,
legacy,
right?
True.
So at that time, I got introduced to virtual reality. I obviously understood the athlete perspective of where the game was going, right? And the PA, obviously the focus is to preserve the player, protect the player. So I partnered with two other gentlemen. We built this product that allowed players to practice against holograms, because during phase one, the beginning part of OTAs, you're not allowed to line up against a heartbeat,
right?
So this idea of, all right, instead of, you know, you simulating walkthroughs against a trash can, what does it look like to actually put the defense up on this big walkthrough wall or through a VR headset and have your guys cycle through reps, cycle through formations? We ended up getting the Ravens to sign up. So from there, I left the PA, went into this full time. That's when Hawk and I connected, and we kind of just hit it off running from that standpoint. And
so then, we're business guys, like in our back. We're players, but we understand. Like we're also both started as walk-ons, and that's significant because we earned scholarships. And obviously we went even further, but it was like we approached the game from all the different angles, from preparation, how you prepare, knowing everybody on the field and what their jobs mm-hmm. are, understanding from a fan aspect. You know what I'm saying? We're not five-star recruits, and that's significant. So as we built the consumer product, and it's from the eyes of the athlete, it's like, yo, we are the best founder market fit to create this experience because we've been there.
Right.
You're
right.
A quarterback in there. He's a quarterback. He knows how you scan the field, the things that, as a fan, they've always wanted that last level of access, which is, what does it feel like to be on the field? And again, we were subject matter experts there, and we just continued to build from that.
So you're selling me on it right now, and I don't know all of what it is. Like, how did you sell Lamar on your product?
Yeah, so when we first obviously had a training product, that was going well, but then we saw this. We would put the headset on players. They would have fun. They wouldn't want to take it off, so Hog and I got together. It was like,
what type of headset? What is what?
It was at the time. It was a mixed reality headset. So okay. It's called a Microsoft HoloLens. Now the game, we'll get to that, but it's on like the Quest VR headset.
Gotcha.
PS VR. But we was like, what does it look like to build a game from it? It was nothing that never existed. We knew the next step for fans was seeing what it would be like to be their favorite athletes. And who's a human video game at the time? It was Lamar Jackson. So he didn't have any endorsement deals at the time. It was his hot year when he won the MVP. We had some mutual connections. So we were like, hey, let's approach him and Felicia on it. The one thing about Lamar and Felicia is they love authenticity. They respect people who can relate. So we went to him with the opportunity. We put the headset on Felicia first. She loved it, believed in it, saw the future, eventually got with Elle, did the same thing, and the rest was history. Now he obviously is a big believer in the company, big believer in us, and we're practically family. So,
and I think it was like a mutual like risk that was taken, right? Like, we started talking about Lamar after his rookie year.
Yeah.
And that was when everyone was like, oh, he's running the ball, he's not this, and he's not that. And we were like, yo, we think this guy is going to be the next level. Yep. We think he's going to shock people. And that's when we started the conversations, and I think our belief in that, and then their belief in us, because at the time it was just me and him.
Yeah.
And we're saying, hey, we're going to build this NFL game. We're going to do all these things. And there was nothing that has ever been like that before. And they were still like, yo, we believe in you two. We believe in the vision that you're painting. And we're willing to basically go down this road together. And here we are 2-3 years later.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because, like, I grew up a video game advocate. Like, I'm all in on video games. And so now, as everything has advanced, you know, Madden, you can do 30 different things with each individual player now by a couple pushes of a button. Mm-hmm. And it's all going towards virtual reality because you want to be there. Not only do I don't want to hit the button, I want to throw the pass now.
Yeah.
And you're allowing these people to do this and give it the opportunity. I saw Mina Kimes was doing something on one of you guys' social media pushes. Yeah. Big fan of Mina. Mm-hmm. She's a football junkie.
Yep.
Right. So the more and more you get, and you just introduce it to people that love football, that want to play it but can't play it, this is the perfect opportunity for them. So I kind of like it. I need to put on some goggles and get this thing at least a try. I want to wing it a little bit. 100%. I need to try this thing a couple times.
Is it on the Oculus, though? Is that how you?
Yep.
I got it. The first one, I got the black Oculus.
It's on the second one.
The second one.
It's on the second
one. So I got to buy the second one.
Got to get a new Oculus.
Yeah.
We're also dropping on the PSVR 2, which has a new headset coming out in February for the PlayStation 5 this month.
I got that.
So yeah, get on there. It really is like an experience you've never had. You guys specifically, and that was kind of the insight we had early on, is we had this idea, but we probably put it on to this point probably 500 to 1,000 players.
Yeah.
And each and every time, 100%, they take it off and they're like, yo, that feels exactly like it was on the field. And it's going to take you back, man. My brother played 10 years in the league, and he had like, yo, I haven't had that feeling in 9 years since
so
he retired.
Check it.
Like,
how would it... In a quick version, like, explain it to me. If when I put it on, I'm not actually running, or I'm a D lineman, do I just do my hands like left, right, or do
so
I run
just
up the
field?
Just
the quarterback to start. That we're going to eventually add all the other positions.
Okay.
But the first part of the experience when you first enter in, you're running out of the tunnel, right?
Okay.
We all know that as we play the game.
That's
like, that's
feeling.
One of the most exciting.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when Hawk and I talked about it, like, all right, what do we want our first time user experience to be? We're like, yo, running out of the tunnel. For me, it was my first game in college. We played Miami. I remember it. It was a Labor Day weekend night. He talked about his experience, so we put that in, and that's something that everybody loves, right?
Right.
As far as the game, you're the quarterback, and feeling everything that comes with being the quarterback, the control, the command, like everything starts and ends with you, right? So we're starting there, but the goal is to build it out to where, again, eventually we got all positions, and you can play a virtual game, me and Hawk versus y'all two. You know, I'm quarterback, he receiver, and we just going back and forth.
Oh, let's go.
In a virtual
let's
game.
Go.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
I'm sold.
Number one, they wouldn't win that game.
I'm sold.
No, we'll win. I can promise you won't.
Let's go.
This time. I don't know, bro.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, now, you guys talked about you two and the team and coming together and all this other thing. And maybe – you guys tell me your experience or how you feel in knowing that you are two young brothers, African-American males, in this tech space, where there's not a lot of representation that look like you. And so how does that make you feel knowing that you're doing that? And also, what is it going to open up the doors to other possibilities for you guys?
Others? For me, it was actually similar, a lot of parallels when I first started playing quarterback when I was younger. Right? Because this is before today, right? Where it's a lot of us. But there was perceptions around how you had to be to be able to make it through and continue to play through high school, through college. And I think what Hawk and I face is the same thing as entrepreneurs, right? Like, okay, you got this perception. Go to Harvard. They have this experience. They have that. They come from this background, which we don't have in gaming, right? We're just two dudes that just know how to hustle. That's scrappy, figuring it out as we go along. So it's been definitely been a journey, but we're used to that because we've always been the underdogs. And for me, like I said, I pull from that experience of, like, feeling like, oh, the biggest thing I learned in sports was be you. Like, don't try to be the next quarterback that way. You got to own into your skills. And I feel like we do the same thing with Status Pro. It's like, yo, we know what makes us different. We know what makes our company stand out compared to the other gaming companies. Yeah. And let's just lean into that, be that. And, you know, eventually they'll buy in. And I think we started to see that.
Success is always, you know, the best source of making believers, right? And I think for Troy and I, we made that conscious decision really early that we were going to be ourselves. Because it was very easy to go into this and be like, oh, we got to make sure we check all these boxes to get people to believe. And I'm going to be completely honest and say there is times where that works against us, a lot of times. And, and even we, with proven success, we still are trying to bust through the boxes that people put us in. But we do think the end result is going to be more people that people look at and just say, yo, they look what they've done, look at the way that they work, and look at the output. We should give more people chances, and that's what we're hoping to be.
I think it just speaks to being authentic, though.
Yes, of course.
I think when we started doing this podcast, at some point, at one point in time, I think we were trying to do something a certain kind of way and be a certain kind of way, and then it was just like, hey, man, let's just be us. Let's just do what we do.
Let's just put a name on it. You know, I had to tell my man Thomas, look, Thomas, like, if you're going to give me a question, you can't write the whole thing out. I don't sound like that. I can't read like that. Just give me a bullet, bro. I got it.
Authenticity. True authentic self. And it kind of looks like that's what y'all are doing. You're taking your experiences from working hard, playing football, and then you're applying it to the tech world, right? And you're making it your own, doing it your own way, putting your own little spice on it, and that's
how you have staying power too. Like with you guys in the podcast, like, if you're trying to be somebody else, you'll always be the second version of that. If you're Peanut and all your viewers are like, yo, we love Peanut, we love Harp, then there's nobody else that can duplicate they have to come to you for that. And that's what we're building as a company. Like, we're putting our own selves in the product and the way we built it, and when there's success and everyone tries to say, well, now we're going to rush to there, they're always going to be second fiddle, because to get us, you got to come to us.
Right. And that ties into the Lamar too, right? Like, so when we sit there and we're telling him what we're going to do, how we're going to execute it, and the fact that he can relate on this idea of just being authentic, because obviously he is who he is at all times. Great guy. If anybody you know that is close to him will tell you how he's a team guy first, and you know, he's very passionate that way, but he's who he is. And some people, you know, they're not familiar with it. And, you know, they have their opinions about it. But I think for us, that's what brought us all close, because we're like, we're facing the same thing in a different way. And now you're starting to see the fruits of it with the game being out, his success. So it's just a lot of
stuff. I would ask you guys this, and I would ask any entrepreneur this that's early stages, and not early stages, but starting out. You guys are still young in this. So how could more people, what could we do to help? Not only that, but how can we help spread the word? Or what is something that your company's looking to do next? Like, what's going to be that next step for you guys? It's really great to bust through. But how do you create longevity or have this runway of now you're getting steady income and all these other things? You are a company. We got to stay alive over here.
I think that's the beauty of it, right? I think the first point is, to your point, busting through. It was very, very important for us to show the awareness and show what we're capable of. Like, we don't ask people, like, hey, we're this, you should go support. It's like, no, go play the game when you can. Try it where you can. You can try it in demos and stores or wherever. And if it's dope and you like it, tell people about it. And that's how we've grown. Like, when we first launched the game, it was a slow trickle. And the curve was kind of under low, and it started to pick up. And that's a great thing for us, because that means it's grassroots. That means people are talking about it. That means more and more people are finding it and communicating it. And we just got to stay on that trajectory, and that's how you guys help. Try it, and when you're like, yo, this feels exactly like it does when I was in the stadium in New Orleans or in Chicago, say that, because then fans are like, yo, if Peanut and Roman think that, then I need to get in there and check it out. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So y'all must have a mouthpiece, right? Like, meaning, when I say mouthpiece, I mean, like, you know how to talk to people. You know how to sell stuff, right? So you got to have investors. I know startups it takes a lot to convince someone to give you millions, thousands, whatever that money is, where that number is. So you got LeBron, Naomi Osaka, Drake. I know he's an investor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that like to have those
influencers, bro?
Yeah. You got like heavy. Yeah. Those are three big names. Like, what is that like?
Yeah, I think for us, it was about just getting people that understood what we were trying to execute, the vision that we had, and getting them to buy in, right? So for us, it was like, okay, if we can get the stamp from a Drake, from a Mad, from a LeBron, from a Naomi, they're the best at what they do.
Yeah.
And if they see our vision, then it was validation that we were on the right track and we're doing something that we think consumers want, right? Because all of them, in some way, impacts, you know, Drake sells his music, LeBron's obviously is LeBron. So how can we impact the sports fan, the people who want to feel what it's like to experience what only 1% of people in the world do, right? So for them to back us, it was just kind of like, okay, we're on the right track. We're headed down the right direction.
Was it important that they were fans of football?
I think so. Yeah. I
sports in general. I would say sports in general.
Because this is where we're starting, and they are all football fans.
Yeah.
I think that was important for them to come on with us.
Right.
To Troy's point, the other thing that is really dope is we have investors that are those you named, Naomi, Drake, LeBron.
Yeah.
We also have owners of NFL teams.
Yeah.
We have leagues involved. We got some of the biggest VC firms. And back to your point about authenticity, I think they feel that. You know what I mean? And I think we have the ability to talk to the Lamars and the owners of NFL teams, and they both completely understand and get the vision because of the way we paint it, and they see their part in it. And so when we were talking to all those people, we didn't try to oversell. We actually are the opposite. We undersell and overdeliver. That's our motto, you know? And so I think over time, people understand the kind of work that we put in.
Yeah.
And they see the way that we're on this 24/7, up early, going to sleep late. And they're like, yo, those are people I want to take a chance on, because I know if the worst case happened and it doesn't work, it's not going to be because they ain't working hard.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, you know, drilled in on the strategy and the vision.
Yeah.
Well, look, man, I want to say thank you guys for coming out here. Thanks for telling us more about Status Quo, sharing us with our listeners. I got to play the game.
I do too. And I have an eyeglass. I got the first version.
Yeah.
I got the black version. The second one's like the white cream or whatever.
Update.
I got to update.
NFL Pro Era.
Yeah.
You got to do.
Yeah. All right. I'm with it.
Thank you guys, man. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate
us, man.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Keep crushing it, fellas. You guys are inspiring. Seriously.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, Peanut, I thought that was great. Number one, I thought Brandon Marshall was very vulnerable. And I always tell people vulnerability is strength, especially when you open up and you share those thoughts, emotions. I thought he was beautiful, the way he apologized to you, talked to you about being a teammate, where he lacked that in life.
Yeah.
And his whole wellness goals and opportunities, what he's trying to do now is really beautiful. And also with Andrew Hawkins and Troy Jones. I mean, these guys are two bright, sharp guys. For them to step out there and really have
world,
I can't. It takes so much faith and confidence to be an entrepreneur. I don't have those aspirations.
I don't either.
I don't think I'm brave enough to do it.
I'm not brave enough to do it because I haven't found the thing that I would want to be an entrepreneur in.
Yeah.
I think if it were something that you wanted to do, say fashion, sneakers, something like that, you might change your attitude as far as how much or how passionate you would be about that. The thing that I appreciated about Brandon was his authenticity. Mm-hmm. Like, we had a moment. Like, I received it. I thought we were on bad terms. No, I shouldn't say bad terms.
And you know what? You're not always great at taking compliments either. So it was a really unique moment for me to witness it.
Well, I'm just – I feel like I'm, like, humble, and I try to just, like, no, you know, but, yeah, you're right. But I really appreciated his authenticity and – I thought when he left Chicago, we weren't like on the best of terms, but we didn't hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to say those things, I was like, oh man, okay, yeah, I appreciate that. I received that. As far as, you know, Andrew and Troy, I appreciate what they're doing, and I love that they are stepping out into the tech world, where it's probably a field that they're with other people that don't look like them. You know, two young African American males, and they're trailblazing. They're doing some good things, and I'm wanting nothing but success for those two gentlemen. Oh, and Brandon as well in their business, man.
I think that another cool thing about Troy and Hawkins is Hawk or Andrew, sorry, I used to play in football names, not only are they new to this, but they're so new to this space. Like, yeah. This is not something they grew up doing. This isn't something they studied in college. But still finding this niche market that, like, you know what, we see a disruption happening here.
Yeah.
And that is something that is so necessary when you're an early stage entrepreneur guy and you dive in there and for them all of a sudden breakthrough, having their first breakthrough and having some of these meetings with these high level influencers and big money people.
And they killing it.
It's amazing.
They're doing an amazing job. Shout out to them, man. Y'all doing a great job, man.
Yeah, man. And so with all that being said, thank you guys as always to our listeners for always tuning in. Like I always remind you guys, because I know you do it, but I just want to give a friendly reminder. Hit that like button. Give us a review. Make sure you hit follow. Tell a friend. Tell Peanut to tell his friend, to tell another friend, to join us and continue to follow us anywhere you can hear your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Thank you as always. Peace.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.